US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Yeah, good on you, Ender. Nice work. Thank you very much. The rumour file is open, 9221 882. Bobby Tarlow joins us live from the United States. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, nice to be with you live. Thank you, Basil. Good morning, Millsy. Busy day here. President Trump itching to get out of the hospital. He's doing just that right now. About 10 minutes ago, we saw him walk out of the golden front doors of Walter Reed Military Hospital. He gave a thumbs up, made a fist for the cameras, as he boarded a motorcade for a very short drive to his helicopter to start the flight back to the White House to continue his COVID-19 treatments there. He is in the air now, just approaching the White House. He entered Walter Reed on Saturday, your time. His departure after three hospital nights was not initially announced by his medical team, but by Trump himself in a tweet, in which he again downplays the disease that has taken the lives of 210,000 Americans. The tweet reads, in part, "Feeling really good. Don't be afraid of COVID. Don't let it dominate your life. We have developed under the Trump administration some really great drugs and knowledge. I feel better than I did 20 years ago." End quote. Trump needed supplemental oxygen while still in the White House, was then flown by Marine One to the hospital, received supplemental oxygen again the next day, and has taken two experimental drugs and a steroid. Several hours ago, the chief physician to the president, Sean Connolly, reported,
"It's been more than 72 hours since his last fever. Oxygen levels, including ambulatory saturations and his work of breathing, are all normal. Though he may not entirely be out of the woods yet, his clinical status support the president's safe return home, where he'll be surrounded by world-class medical care 24/7.
Dr. Connolly did evade questions from reporters about the president's lung health, including whether scans show any pneumonia or inflammation. Late yesterday afternoon, another Trump video recorded in the hospital appeared on Twitter with a shout-out to hundreds of supporters gathered just outside the hospital grounds.
"We're going to pay a little surprise to some of the great patriots that we have out on the street, and they've been out there for a long time, and they've got Trump flags."
And that's what he did, a slow-speed drive-by in the back seat of a heavily armored SUV, wearing a mask and waving, with PPE-clad Secret Service agents in the front, agents who presumably are now in quarantine. It was mostly cheers from the crowd mixed with a few boos. Dr. James Phillips is an attending physician at Walter Reed, not involved in the president's care, but with very strong feelings about that drive-by.
"I don't know what the benefits of this political stunt were, but I do know what the risks were. And my concern is that perhaps the Secret Service agents that were inside don't know the full risk of what they were up against there."
Millsy, Trump's people now say those agents volunteered for that duty.
Yeah, well, who knows? No one will ever know. I was just saying that the helicopter is coming into land at the White House as we speak. He's turned it around. He's spinning the illness into his political advantage, though, Bob.
Yeah, absolutely. Just have a listen, Millsy, to what a campaign spokeswoman told Fox a short time ago.
"He has experience now fighting the coronavirus as an individual. Those firsthand experiences, Joe Biden, he doesn't have those."
That's brilliant.
It is brilliant. We see the president now, the helicopter turning over the Potomac River, just about to touch down on the South Lawn. One other thing here tell you about is that the scale of the spread at the White House is still being uncovered today. You may have heard Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany announce she's tested positive. In Millsy and Basil, she becomes the ninth person tied to the president to have contracted the virus.
Very popular is Kayleigh. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
Bob Tarlow.
Thanks, mate.